Right, we're going to kick off this afternoon with a talk about ties by Raphael. Take it away.
All right, can you hear me? Nice. Thanks for the introduction. Hi everybody, I'm Raphael. And today I want to show you a project I've been working on for the past 2 years. The project is called Ties, and it is for federated bookmark sharing. Federated bookmark sharing, what does that mean? What can Ties even do? So let me start off by saying that I think there are good websites on the web today, but I think sometimes it feels like there aren't any good websites because it's really hard to find them. So my inspiration for this was to create a better way to kind of explore the small web, the good web, the indie web, whatever you want to call it. So basically, in Ties, you can, if you find a good website somewhere, doesn't matter where, you can save it, kind of organize it in a structure, then you can share it with others, and you can discover good websites that other people found on Ties. There are two things that Ties does a little bit differently than other normal web apps. So the first one is the approach to sharing. We don't want to have a global timeline, so like a big stream where all the posts are in there. That kind of opens up lots of problems with abuse, spam, and also user experience in general. So we don't want to have content from strangers pushed at you. This still means that you can publish the bookmarks you find publicly, so we want this to be a normal website, accessible without an account. We federate with other Fediverse services, and we want to support RSS feeds, but the feed you see when you log in, that contains things from people you follow only. So you might see where this goes. This is built for more of a small-scale interaction, for example, like your friends in a team.